Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Adam?
This is Adam.
Hey, Adam, how's it going? My name is Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
Happy to hear that, man. It's Friday, right? We made it.
Yeah, oh, dude, and I'm actually in between calls. It's kind of a lunch break, so it's perfect.
Oh, perfect. All right, good. Good to hear, man. So let me just confirm a couple of things because you just sent it over. So for service here, let's see, Canton, small part of Alpharetta. Would a 50-mile radius do it for you? You keeping it a little tighter than that?
It's gonna be probably tighter than that. I'll be honest with you. I'm a one-man show, and I'm trying to keep everything to where, in case something happens or a customer needs me right away, I can
You
be
can get there.
available. Because once again, if it's within a, let's say, a 25-mile radius, which I know is a very tight spot, whether I need to go to one side or the other, I'm within 50 miles. So my idea is to try to keep, if I'm in, if I'm in Cartersville, I can still make it to Cumming. Or if I'm in, let's just say I'm wherever it is. Let's say I'm in Woodstock and I need to be in Jasper.
Right.
Somewhere. So, I mean,
So probably
it
about
is a smaller.
20, 25 maybe?
Yeah, I would say.
That sounds about right. Okay. So 20, 25, and then when you guys are just doing residential for now, or are you also doing some light commercial as well?
I would have to say very light commercial. I mean, if we needed to repair some urinals or some Sloan toilet valve or something like that, that would be a possibility. But as far as the larger commercial stuff, like I said, it's just me right now. I'm trying to
Right.
just kind of keep it. Trying to keep it residential, trying to keep it down to small things like faucets, garbage disposals, water heaters, water lines, sewer lines, just plumbing repairs, basically.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, we can definitely do that. And when it comes to the area, I mean, we could narrow it down to counties, cities, even zip codes if you wanted, so got you covered there for
Yeah,
sure.
so I'm yeah, yeah, so yeah, definitely it'd probably be Cherokee County, a small part of Cobb County, and a certain areas of Pickens. I mean, there's just like I said, it's going to be a tight-knit area from 30114,
30
if that gives you kind of
11.
an idea.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind
I'm
of an
looking
idea.
at it now. Okay, yeah, we can definitely do that.
Would be 301, 30114. So, I mean, going out as far as 30188, 30189, and then as far north as, 30143.
0 1 4
I don't know if that
three.
kind of helps
Okay.
you as far as like area
Yeah,
codes.
definitely. Because it sounds like what's going to work better for you is probably the zip code. So yeah, I'd say let's go with that. So I got 30114, 30188, 30142, and then what was the other one?
It was 30143, and then it's of course 30115, 30114, 30188, 30189. I had a list of them actually because I had them written down.
Oh yeah, no worries. I mean, that's a good start. And then, we can add them, at a good time when you have them ready.
Yeah.
Now, before we dive into, what's included, the pricing, all the good stuff, did you have any questions so far about the program itself or how it works in general? Do you have any experience with anything like this?
Little experience with it because, like I said, I've been involved with a couple other companies that use Google. But as far as my role in that, it was not as extensive as I'd like it to be. I know that they had a budget at one point in time that was outrageous, and I know the
Oh,
company
really?
that bought our company, the company that bought our company actually cut that budget down to zero.
Oh,
But we
wow.
were spending an incredible amount of money. I mean, I don't know. You said you guys were Splash Local, so I don't
It's
know
called,
who the. Yeah, I'm not sure who the company was that was managing our Google account, or if they were trying to do it in-house. I imagine there had to have been
Right.
somebody managing. Because I don't think doing it in house is even a thing that you can do.
No, not unless you had someone in mind, like maybe already.
No, I
Like a
don't.
friend or
So
someone that,
that's
yeah.
yeah. So I believe, yeah. So no, I'm at the infant stages of this, like I was telling the lady before,
Right.
and I'm not sure how any of the pricing works on it.
So it's a month-to-month thing, right? And that is flat fee. It's not based on clicks or, jobs or anything like that. It's not like the Angies or the Yelps where you're getting charged per lead and you don't really know what you're going to get. This is just like an
Right.
organic listing. So we get you up on the first page of Google as well as all the most popular local directories, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Alexa, even for like a voice activated search. So they could be searching on anything, as long as they're searching in your area for any service you provide, you're popping up. And those calls will go straight to you. There's no middleman touching any of the leads. So not like those other services. It's a little different. So this way, I mean, there's more exclusivity to it. You can cherry pick the business you want. And at the same time, I mean, you're getting them in the moment that they're doing the search, right, when they want the job done. So higher probability and likelihood actually converts to a job, which is what we want it to do, right?
Correct.
Exactly. And now, and with the credit she applied, since you guys are new in business, that does bring the pricing down quite a bit. Typically, it would be $599 with a $299 setup fee, but with that credit, it brings it down to just $299. So the monthly payment gets brought down about $200, and then they bring the setup fee down to just $99. And so just to break it down for you, the initial investment would be $398, but then every month after is still the $299 because it's just a one-time payment for the program, which would include a website if needed, but since you guys already got one, you know, no need for that, right?
So to set it up, it's $398, and then $299 a month after that. So let me ask you this. So
exactly.
Let me say I set it up for the $398, and I do the month. And then for whatever reason, 2 months down the line, I decide I don't want to have it on there. Does it delete me off of Google?
No. So that's the good thing about it. I mean, obviously not what we want, but, yeah, you still have your Google business profile or your local directories. You still have all that.
I got you. Yeah, because that's my fear. Is like I spend the $389 2 months down the road. You know, I can't afford it or whatever happens, which will probably not be the case. But, you know, I always like
to cover my bases. No, of course. But peace of mind. No, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
of course.
So the month to month. So there's no. So if I pay the $398
for the first month, but then every month after is still the $299 because it's a one time payment for the programming, which it would include a website if needed. But if not, yeah, just to program everything, create your listing. So every month after you're locked in at the $299. That never changes no matter what.
Okay, and then that keeps it within a very small area, or is that just going to be a huge area? Is that something?
Oh, you have up to 50 miles if you want, but since you want to keep it tight, that's within 20 to 25 miles, and we can narrow it down to zip codes, cities, you know, whatever you want.
Okay, yeah. If I can keep it close, I think I'd be willing to do that. I think I'd be willing to do the $99 setup fee in the first month for the $299.
Okay. Perfect. So go ahead.
How it works, and if I'm getting a lot of calls from that, then I'll absolutely, you know, leave it on, and maybe even make
then
it a
we
bigger
can
area.
Gauge it up. Exactly. And we have a tracking system to track all that for you, so we'd be able to kind of optimize, keep it at a respectable volume, and then gauge it up if needed as time goes on. So, yeah, it should work perfect for you.
Awesome. And you said it's / local, I guess, would be the company.
Local.
It would,
it's called right. It's called Local. As in the area, Splash, Local Splash. The company itself has been in business for about 18 years, and they're going on almost 11,000 clients currently in the U.S. I think a couple in Canada now as well.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
So the address I see here on your Angie's, it's 744 NOAA. I know you guys are – the address is in Jasper, but for, like, your verification on Google, like where they send the postcard to verify the address, is that also a good address for that?
You can send it to that address, but you could also send it to the 30114 address. I just don't want the 30114 address listed on the Google.
Yeah, we can actually opt you out of that. So maybe better to send it there, and then we'll leave that address offline. Does that sound better?
Yeah, the address in Jasper is fine to leave that one online, but the address in Canton, the only reason is because the address in Canton is actually my personal house.
Oh, so we definitely don't want to list that online for sure.
And that's the one thing I had an issue with Angie's Leads and Home Advisors. They actually listed my personal residence, and it took a little bit, but I got it changed to the Jasper address because my LLC is actually out of Jasper. So anything that you Google on Secretary of State or online or for or for the EIN, the business is going to come up in Jasper, which is fine because that's where, quote unquote, that's where the office is.
Ah, okay. So this would be okay to list online, like a 25 mile radius from that 744 NOAA drive. That's okay. Or would the other one be better?
I mean, the other one would be better, honestly.
And we'll just not list it online.
What's that?
And then we just won't list the address online. What they do is when you opt out, they're just going to have a ping in that general area, but then you still get 25 miles from that address, but then they don't see your address. So it's still, you know, best of both worlds.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. We'll use the 30114 and definitely opt out of having it on the Google search.
Okay, perfect. So 30114, and then what's the rest?
What's the, oh, I don't know what the little, the part after the 3014 is.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so,
like breakdown of it. I know it's 30. Are you just talking about my actual address?
Yeah, you know, just the address. Exactly.
If you wanted to, we could use, we could probably go with that, that Noah Drive within 25 miles of that, because I think that'll work.
That's okay.
Because going,
okay.
Going further north, there's no traffic when you go further north.
So it still might work out then. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it, and it's already listed, so, and I don't care if that's listed on the Google search either.
Oh, then, okay, even better. Okay, sure. Then let's just, we'll go with that then. And then the phone number you'd like clients to contact you at is the 470-680-7863 going to work?
That's correct.
Okay. And then now once I get everything set up here, I'm going to send you over an invoice that has everything included, your pricing and all that good stuff. What's a good email for you, Adam?
So you can use the info@gafastgrains.com. So gafastgrains.com.
gafastgrains.com. So that's info@gafastgrains.com, right?
Correct. All one, no spacing or anything like that.
Right. Okay, perfect. Yep, that's what I got. And then what's your last name, Adam?
It's Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N.
Oh, like the snowboarding company.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. One of my favorites. Okay, cool. And now for your Google, for your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients online, what about hours of operation? Is that going to be like 9 to 5, 8 to 6? What's going to work best for you?
Yeah, I believe I put on there, I think I've got on there, I think it is 8 to 6, but I believe if we're doing it on Google, yeah, we can do 8 to 6, Monday through Friday.
8 to 6 Monday, and then nothing on Saturday?
Saturday you can put till noon, 8 to noon.
8 to noon. Yeah, because just, you know, more opportunity that way, and it's mostly just for calls, right? Like when they're going to be calling, like clients, so whatever's going to work best for you. Okay, so
and
8 to 6.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be an answering service or somebody who has the phone that can answer it.
Perfect. Yeah, and we can switch it out. You know, we're very flexible with most things, so we can change that later if needed once you get the answering service too.
Awesome.
All right, and then for clients to contact you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And then now for the areas. Now, it sounded like zip codes is going to work best, but we can just list, you know, the ones you'd already given me, and then if you have all the rest ready for, like, the interview with the technician who's going to build everything, that's okay too. So let me just go through the ones I have now, and we'll just get as many as we can. So 30114, 30188, 30143, 30189. Any others?
30115.
30115, okay.
Let me grab my thing out here. I had them, I got it listed here. Yeah, this, I could probably give you all of them. If you got the...
Oh, yeah, no, all the better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you have the time, you know, I don't like taking people away from there. But it sounded like we caught you at a good time. So, yeah, let's get it done.
Yeah, like I said, I can definitely take a couple of minutes here.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll start at the top, which would be 30101.
30101.
Yep, 30102.
02, got it.
Then we got 30004.
Okay.
30005.
Okay.
30009.
Okay.
And then 30023.
Okay.
And then the following one is 30107.
Okay.
Canton, I think you got the 30114, the 30115, and there's also a 30169.
Okay, so you can have up to 12. Let me count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're at 13. So is that going to be good for now? Do you want to switch out any others that might be better than the ones we already listed, or?
Okay, so yeah, the only other ones I would want to add to it, I would definitely want to make sure that this one got added to it. You can delete one of the, you can delete the, you can delete the first two, the 30101, 30102.
Okay. So that brings us down to 11.
Yep,
oh, another one too?
Delete the, yeah, I got one, two, I got four more I can delete. We'll do, the next ones in line, the 30004, 30005, 30009, and the 30023.
And the 2-3. Yep. Okay, so that brings us to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so we've got five more. So now we can add the five you want.
All right, so this is the five. Let's do 30142.
142, okay.
30146.
146, got it.
30151.
51, okay.
And then we have 30184.
84. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And you got one more if you have it.
All right. And now, did we get the 30? We got the 30142, correct?
142. I do have it. Yep.
And do we have the 30120?
30120. No, but I have it now.
Awesome. And that should give us 12.
All right. Perfect. Yep. We're at 12. All right. Now, what about the keywords? Like the ones you want to show up for? You can have up to 15 of those. Now, if you don't have 15, we can narrow it down to a top, you know, whatever you got. But, I mean, they're there if you want them.
Yeah. So, water heater.
Okay. Water heater.
Water heat. Water service.
Water service. Okay.
Sewer service.
Okay.
Faucets, toilets.
Faucets, toilets.
We got water heaters, tankless water heaters.
Oh, I'll put tankless as well. Okay, tankless water heater. Okay.
You can put, repipes.
Repipe. Okay.
I completely lost track of where I was at there.
Tankless water heater, water service, sewer service, faucet, toilet, repipe.
All right. And how many more can I have?
You can have 15. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we got 8 more.
You can put, water line repair, sewer line repair.
Water line repair.
I didn't know if it was redundant.
Service. Well, you know, you'd be surprised. The more, like, specific you are, the more chances you are to show up. Now, what I can also do is have the technician give you suggestions for ones that have high search volumes that fall under these type of keywords, if you like. I do that sometimes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. And then let's see. Now, as for everything else, let's see. So you do already have a Facebook as well, like a business page?
I believe so. There's one that's under Fast Drains, and I think there's two. I think there's one that's under Fast Drains and Fast Drains Plumbing. I had two different phones. I think I set up two different accounts on accident.
One of those accounts. We can help with that, too.
One of those accounts, I don't actually have the specifics of it because I'd have to pull it up on my phone.
I'm looking right now. I think I'm looking at it. Fast Drain. Okay, let me just make sure the phone number is correct.
Yeah, one of them's out of like Ohio or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Okay, yep. So we can actually, if you like, we can optimize that too. Like, take care of the ones that you don't want to use and build you a new one. Like, optimize it, and that's where they'll run the sponsored Facebook ads from too, because they also do that as well.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's probably what we'll do.
Okay, perfect. And then we are using your website, right?
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah, because we can build you, you know, state-of-the-art one if needed. But, I mean, since you already have one, I figure, you know, you probably put money into it, right?
Well, just the domain name. So I don't know if you guys would be able to use that domain name.
Oh, we can. If you own the domain, you own it, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So we could actually use that domain and then build you a new state-of-the-art site. Like, scheduling and billing for clients, your own pictures, content, testimonies, reviews, I mean, you name it.
Yeah, so we may wind up doing that as well.
Yeah, because it's included in the program in that 99, that would be included in that. So, yeah, I'll put it for, I'll put yes, just in case. And if you want to later, you know, no problem at all. So let's see. So I'll put yes for the website. Okay, so I think that should do it for that part. Now, let's see here. Oh, I was going to ask. I see you guys are in Georgia, right? Has it been getting humid over there, you know, since summer's starting to creep over?
Yeah, it's 100 degrees outside. I had a customer tell me it was hotter than a crack pipe on payday.
Oh, my God. That's funny. I've never heard that one. that's a new one. They're like, what did you just say? Oh, man. That's funny. I've never heard that one. That's hilarious. It's like a hotter than a hooker in a church service or something like that.
That's
that whore in church? Yeah, exactly. That's a new one, though. I got to remember that. That's funny.
He'd get outside and go, man, it's hotter than two rats fucking in a wool sock.
That's even better. I got to remember that one. Yeah, because I have a friend who lives in South Carolina, so he was telling me about the humidity. And I've been talking with some people lately, too, you know, signing them up. And, yeah, so I've heard it's crazy over there.
End of July and all of August is miserable.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy is what I've heard. Yeah. I'm actually from Washington State, so, I mean, all I remember is just rain and snow, but it's beautiful there. I mean, it's so green, but you got to account for the weather, though. It's pretty cold. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, for sure. No. So where were we here? Okay. Now, as for the billing address, that's the same then, the 744 NOAA Drive?
It depends on, you talking about, like, for the credit cards?
Right, for, like, the payment, exactly.
Yeah, so the payment address is going to be different.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with that address.
That's 540 Oakdale Road.
Oakdale, like O-A-K-D-A-L-E. Okay, got it. Oakdale Road. And then go ahead.
That's the Canton, Georgia, 30114.
Canton. Yep. 30114. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I wanted to make sure we had that correct. Wanted to make sure that goes through. Okay, so, and then that's the company name. It's a company card, or that'll be your name, Adam Burton, on there?
Let me see. The company card I don't have. I have a credit card that has my name on it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I have the info correct.
I've got a credit card that I've ordered. It just hasn't come in yet.
Okay, well, we can use that one for now. If you want to switch out to the other car once you have it, they don't have no problem doing that either. So the one we're going to use now, though, that is the 540 Oakdale.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then that's a Visa or MasterCard?
It is, let me grab it. This one is a MasterCard.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
It is 5156.
Okay.
76. Let me start over. 5156-7697.
Okay.
1597. And then 9994.
Got it. So just to confirm, 5156-7697, 1597-9994.
Correct.
Okay. And then the expiration?
1027.
1027, got it. And then the number on the back?
Is 453.
Okay, 453, got it. Now, we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling, calls are more secure. Now, there's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
It's Burt, B-U-R-T, just like my last name without the O-N.
I was going to say, yeah, it's like it changed over time, huh?
When she got married, she didn't have to change her name. She just added on to it.
You just add on. Yeah, exactly. And it's funny. It's kind of a pun, too, added on to it. That's interesting.
That's right.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's really cool, though. Okay, so let me just set this up here. It just takes a quick sec. And then once I got that, now once I processed, that's going to send to your email and text the invoice, right? We'll go over that real quick. Then all we got is one other quick step. I'll set up the time with the technician and you're on your way. Now, speaking of that, what is a good time for you to speak with the tech? Can you do that later today or is maybe another time better afternoon? No? Okay.
Yeah, I can't Monday. If they're okay with doing it, yeah, I mean, if they're okay with doing it this afternoon, what's the latest that that would be?
So we're on Pacific time, so let's see. You guys are on Eastern 3-hour difference, so the latest, actually, it might work out for you because we end at 4. That would be 7 your time.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
sorry, 3.
They want to call me at
3 o'clock. Should that be 6 your time? Is 6 still going to work?
Yeah, no. I mean, they can call me at 5 o'clock.
Oh, 5's okay? Okay, perfect. So, all right. We'll go for that then. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because usually the time difference works because, you know, I understand you guys probably work till 5 or 6, so we got to get you in there somewhat later.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, so going to process now. You'll see that come through on your online banking, of course, first, but then, like I said, you'll get that invoice right away. I think you should get the email first, but I'll send you the text as well because usually that's the easiest way to access it. So let me just do that now.
And, like, is there a direct number for you guys, or is it just going to be through the email and text?
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna send that to you here now, actually.
Okay.
Okay, one sec here. All right. Okay. All right. So I'm just waiting for that to process. Just takes a sec here. So while we're waiting for that, I'll just go through this step here. It's called the voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice I'm going to send you here. And that, of course, you know, kind of explains everything, the ins and outs, also ensure the accuracy of everything. So if you have any questions along the way, don't hesitate to stop me. No problem at all. Now, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Fast Drain Plumbing.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Adam Burton, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. This also goes along with the verification. Did you say you were already verified? I was looking for your Google business profile. Have you gotten verified through Google already?
I am not sure.
Okay, so it looks like probably not. I didn't find it. So now what I'm going to do is also send you an email here that has everything that's included on how to get verified so you can have that ready for, you know, later this evening for when the technician calls and, you know, they can get a jump start on that. So let me just send that over here. You'll get that here in just a sec. Go over this here. There it is. It'll say pictures needed for voice or for Google verification. You should have already got that. Now, as a result of increased visibility online as well, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. So basically, that's why I set up that security question for you, because we'll make sure to use that at the top of the call to make sure you know it's us. And other calls that don't, you can happily disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash going forward?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give you the number all in all that once we get off the call here. So what I'll do is usually just text it at the end of the call, unless you have something to write it down now.
I got a pen.
Okay, perfect. So the number is, let's see here, 877-635-6225.
Outstanding.
Okay. Now, also, I'm going to text you just so you have, you know, my information and everything, too. So what I'm going to do here There we go. Now, also in hiring local spies as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let us know basically of any additional online marketing that you do with, say, another firm during the term of your agreement? You know, dueling efforts, something that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here we go. Now, there we go. Your payment for the initial term and account setup. Oh, so just so you know, the payment process, and I still have to add the setup fee. For some reason, it didn't charge. So what I'm going to do is just void that, and then I'm going to charge it again with the setup fee. So you'll see that reflected. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Okay, July 28th. In the non-refundable amount of $398, okay? And then every payment after will be the $299. That will be the recurring payment, okay? Like I said, it's just a one-time setup fee. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th, or just, you know, 30 days from today, in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I gave to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're good to go. Now, let's see here. I'm just going to set up the time with the technician. And let's see here. We'll go with, make sure we get this time correct. All right. Yep. So that would be 2 o'clock our time. It looks like we have that open. Perfect. So I'm just going to send this over to you now, and then you're good to go. So let me just, 1 second here. And then other than that, you're good to go. The rest is basically up to the technician. He'll build all your profiles and, you know, all that good stuff. And you can kind of pick his brain about the keywords too, like I said.
Absolutely. You know what? Can we set it up for 6 just so I can make sure I'm sitting
6 better?
At the house? And
Yeah,
6.
Sure.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm here because I'd rather kind of get it started sooner than later. And I feel like if I miss that, if I'm sitting on a job or talking to one of the guys, I feel like if I miss that, it's going to kind of put us, you know, a little bit further behind than, you know, where I would have been.
Exactly. So better do it at a time when you know you're going to be available, right?
1.
Yep. Okay. Yep, so I'm going to change that now. There we go. Okay, so you'll see that come through now. I'm just adding your email here. Okay. And like I said, I'm going to give you my info as well. Like, you'll have it through text because I'm still the lead on the account. They're your go-to guy going forward for, like, technical stuff. But, of course, if you need anything from me, questions, wanted to, you know, anything at all, you can contact me as well.
That's awesome.
For sure. So let me just add this. You're about to get that email right now. Okay. There it is. Okay, so you should see that come through now as like a Google Calendar invite. All you have to do is hit yes on that RSVP, and that confirms the time.
Let's see. Yep, that's it. Invite, RSVP. Nice.
Okay.
I did on my other phone. It should still pop up on them.
All right. So let's see here. Now, the payment that did process, you should see the emails as well that came through, and possibly the text with the invoice. Did you already get that as well?
I believe so. Yes. Initial invoice. Yep.
You did get that? Okay. Perfect. So let's see here. So go ahead. I think a link should be there in the email. Go ahead and click on that there, and that should take you inside the invoice. You'll be able to see everything that's included. And let me know once you get inside there. I think the link should take you straight to it.
It just says username and password. I might have went too far.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it does that. Okay, so let's see here. I'll try to send you the text, because sometimes the text gets you there a little quicker. Let me send that to you. There you go. There it is. Okay. Initial invoice. Okay, you should see that come through right. There it is, right now. Let's give it a second.
Yeah, I went to the one above it, and it's I'm confirming it now.
Oh, you are seeing it now? Okay, perfect. So that one is reflecting the $299, the setup fee. I'm just going to have the technician add that, because it's him that's doing the programming anyway, so he'll be able to do that, no problem. So they'll send you another one during that that has the reflection of the setup fee with the website and everything. But this is just for our purposes to get the process done, and then they'll take care of everything else there at 6 o'clock when they set you up, okay?
Awesome. Let's see here. I don't know what the thing – did it work with that signature I did?
Let's see here. I'm going to – oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, we got it. So you are all set up to go. So, yeah, so you're good to go. Thanks for giving us a shot. Always appreciate that. Welcome to the team, most of all. It was great talking with you. Those jokes, man, they really had me rolling. So they're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 6 o'clock time and get you started. It should be between 6 and 6:30, okay? And they're going to take care of everything else from that point. And then I'm going to send you that text here as well, so you got my contact info just for anything you might need from me going forward, all right?
Sounds great. And what was your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, no worries. It's Sahak, S-A-H-A-K. But a lot of people just call me Hawk, H-A-W-K. I mean, whatever's better for you. Maybe a little easier to pronounce for sure.
You know, it's funny because I wrote Hawk down, and I'm like, why did I write Hawk on this? And now I remember. So, yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote down. And I was like, that's a
perfect
name about Hawk. But I understand why.
But, yeah. No, exactly, because Sahak sometimes people are like, Shank? Shaq? What is it? And I'm like, it's just call me Hawk. That's
Hawk
fine. And it's a cool nickname. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, I'm just using that, and I already wrote it down, so that's what it is now.
It was just meant to be, exactly. Okay, cool. So they're going to call you. Now, just keep in mind that the payment you're going to see reflected is the $299, but they're going to void that and recharge that here in a second. So you'll see the $398, and then they're going to also get you that, you know, the terms and conditions, the one you just did, during the CI that reflects that as well, with the website, everything included. So they're going to take care of you. Don't worry about that, okay?
That's perfect.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate the time again. You have a good one, okay? They're going to call you around 6.
Thank you so much.
Yep, you have a good one.
You too.
All right.